Well, hello and welcome back to this lovely room in San Francisco. We're in San Francisco. We came up here to meet the fantastic, motivational, the next cult leader, Joe Bell. Yeah, so this is the purpose of Public Words Project is we're just going to start some damn cults because I'm meeting too many fantastic people that need to just save this world. So I have Joe Bell from Humanity here. I have
Woo!
Dr. Marla Parker from Cal State Los Angeles.
Hello.
And Dr. Ki Mai Wilson from Cal State Los Angeles.
Woo-hoo. Yes.
And then
yes,
me, Amory Williams, born and raised in Southgate, living the dream. So
Yes.
we're gonna sit here and we're gonna chat. You know, usually I set up these things and I control them and I use my God energy, my God ego, and run everything. But I'm not gonna do that here. I want you guys to just let's just chat. Let's just what's going on. I mean, there's some good subject matter we covered today, so let's just jump into it.
All right. Yeah, this was a great idea. So this was really Anne Marie's brainchild, for us to all come up here together. And I am so glad, that she did because, you know, I get to meet Joe Bell in person. We've been Instagram buds for a couple months now.
Yeah, so we're meeting in real life for the
I
first
know.
time.
Yeah,
In
meeting in
like
real
few
life.
months,
It's kind of like going on like an online date almost, right? You know,
yeah.
because you're
I got
just
kind of
like,
nervous
I
coming here. Yeah, I'm like,
I do too.
I showered just for
Right?
you and the
I
trip.
know. I touched up my makeup for you.
Dang.
Okay.
She cut her hair too. This is for
Oh
you,
my
Joe
good
Bell.
sweater
No, but it's I just feel really lucky to be among people who I care about, but you care about people who are also of the same mindset who want to do good things. And when you put those two things together, it is just amazing. And so our wheels have been turning, you know, since we started talking about what are we going to do to make the world better and combine our respective talents and powers. And I can't wait to see what happens.
Oh, and by the way, Google, this is a group of people of color in the room. Just
All
want to say that,
right.
Google, hello.
Put that plug in. Put that plug in. Yes. Yes,
People
yes,
of color podcast right here, happening in San
absolutely.
Francisco.
Yes.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Hey, I'm just happy to be amongst three beautiful, intelligent
Oh,
women. So I mean, I'm just enjoying the view right now. Sorry, audience, y'all can't soak up this magic that I'm privileged to be in right now, but I love it. I love it. So
Smooth.
yeah, man, I love this. I love this. Gosh,
So
I love this.
smooth.
I love this.
Yeah.
You're confusing me, Kimai.
Hey.
So, but you're a gentleman and a scholar, literally, and a patient gentleman, because you've been with Marla and I all day.
Yes. And you're
So,
not a morning person either,
and
right?
we just want to let America know that he got up. We all got up. We were in Los Angeles, LAX airport at 5:30 in the morning.
Yes.
Yeah, I've never been in an airport that early in my life.
Right.
So yeah, that's new for me. That's big. Yeah. So I'm just now waking up. I'm just now waking up.
Second one.
But we came up here specifically to meet the powerhouses, Joe Bell and Andrea Shorter, both who live here in San Francisco and doing wonderful things. And the wonderful thing about Joe Bell is like you are a younger woman than I that is doing fantastic, compassionate work with a business savviness. And then tomorrow we're all going to sit down and meet Andrea Shorter, who's been a friend, a mentor, and a sister to me for over 10 years. And she's been a San Francisco politico, changing the world here in San Francisco, one campaign at a time, one person at a time. And she's also been part of a very important campaign up here concerning the sheriff, who has a history that she's been trying to educate people about, and she'll tell you more about that tomorrow. But the one thing that I've been, there's a theme here with us. It's service, it's humanity. We keep hearing compassion, good human. We were talking earlier this morning, which I wish I would have had the microphone on. Talking about how positive parenting helps, how to change the world through. What did we talk about this morning, Kimai?
I think it really jumped off, and I have to give kudos to JoBelle because I think she really just kicked off the momentum as she was talking about her humanity project. And she talked about really this notion of social impact and doing just this notion of social good. And so it just reminded me about my own childhood and growing up and the importance of really valuing the assets that people, that communities of color have that are often taken for granted, that people tend to not even think about, and even folks of color don't even realize the amazing amount of the beautiness of the ideas and who they are. And so just talking with JoBelle, man, first of all, hey, all y'all out there, you got to meet her. And then please, you know, you got to connect with JoBelle because she's doing some major work on a global scale, right? Because I think when we start talking about, you know, poor, oppressed, marginalized folks who have been cast aside, right? We can't just have this conversation locally. I think we're all brothers and sisters in this fight. And so oppression in India matters to me just as much as oppression in South Central Los Angeles matters to me.
Amen.
And so we have to now create partnerships. Mm-hmm. So I'm fortunate and blessed to meet JoBelle today because already my mind is thinking, how can I now get involved in the work that she's doing? Mm-hmm. And so now that other folks can understand this link, because we often tend to, there's just this divide, y'all, and we have to be real. There's this divide with people in the United States and other countries and, you know, people, third world countries and, you know, all these negative connotations people have. And, oh, you know what? I talk to friends and I don't want to travel here. I don't want to get on a plane and go here because, you know, all the violence. And so we've got to now think about how are there some partnerships where we are valuing each other, right? Because same thing that's happening in Ferguson, same thing that's happening in Palestine, same thing that's happening in India. And so how do we join forces and so that we really push this notion of doing good?
Well, you know, one of the things that Marla and I were talking about at 5:00 in the morning in LAX, all for you people, all for you, is like we were talking about how I think we share the same sentiment, stop me if I'm incorrect, that we would love to have travel not be a privilege but part of education.
Oh, yeah.
You know, because, you know, when I went to London for the first time on my own, it changed my life. And this was something my mother recommended, you know.
Yes.
And it was one of the greatest gifts of adventure she gave me because it created self, and it created survival, and it gave me a wisdom, and it opened my scope. And for people who are super pro America, and America's fantastic, but also if you really want to celebrate the United States, go to another country. And you'll really start celebrating the rights and the wonderment here, and we need to just be chill and let people celebrate the United States by coming here.
Absolutely.
I mean, I love the idea, and I can't take credit. Like this did not come from me. I'm fortunate to go to an institution, work with great people who value travel as integral to the educational experience.
Yes.
And so I'm gonna shout out to Tasha Willis, Dr. Willis in sociology, over at CSU LA. No, I'm sorry. Social work over at CSU LA. Sorry, Tasha. But yeah, like, you know, she's been a champion powerhouse for getting our students to go out into the world. And so she's taken students to Costa Rica, to Colombia, just to get them to broaden their impact and horizon. And she was doing it even before that became a thing, that became part of the culture at CSU LA. And so, you know, I want to be like her when I grow up. You know, I want to help students get that experience because it does, it can make such a difference, you know. And we can start small, right? There are ways to connect with technology and through technology and things like that. But, you know, talking to JoBelle with her experience, how she immersed herself, you know, in India, so that she lived in the slums. Right, it's no joke. Like, she lived in those areas. And we can even take those same lessons here, you know, because there are folks with a lot of privilege who, you know, maybe you need to spend some time, you know, on the other side of LA, right? And so I think that if we take those principles, and this reminds me of design thinking, you know, where you mm-hmm. really walk in someone's shoes, and like we can't
that's been a major theme of our conversations today.
Yeah, like you can't really provide effective goods and services, and even your compassion is limited, mm-hmm. your empathy is limited, mm-hmm. if you cannot really live and see someone through their eyes and their own, you know, just day-to-day life. Mm-hmm. And so I'm going on a tangent here, but yeah. it's all connected.
So, yeah. No, but I think that's what travel kind of does. It kind of brings us closer and it mm-hmm. creates empathy. Mm-hmm. Yes. Whereas if you're in your own block your whole life, you're not going to see how the world works. You're not yeah. going to see other people's experiences. Mm-hmm. You're kind of not going to learn the limits within your own self of how you feel uncomfortable in this unknown space and how you kind of revive that and then feel mm-hmm. make yourself feel comfortable within yourself. Because yeah. I think that's why I guess I think so globally now is because I've been traveling since I was a kid mm-hmm. at a young age, and it's something that I valued. And now I kind of see the world in this global scope mm-hmm. that has allowed me to kind of see humanity in a way where we're all interconnected. It's not mm-hmm. just about me. It's not just about me and my family. It's about right. all of us. Mm-hmm. And I only got here because I was able to see other people's ways of living. Mm-hmm. And I was blessed to do that. And then another thing, what Marla said earlier about how all of us are here today, because mm-hmm. you guys came here from LA, and like the crazy thing is that a few months ago, we were all strangers. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But now we're here kind of like really brainstorming.
And brothers and sisters.
Yeah,
now.
We're brothers and sisters. Yeah. Now. My spirit feels super, super high, and I feel mm-hmm. really good to be around you guys mm-hmm. because this is rare. You don't get this often, mm-hmm. and it's really cool that we found each other in this mm-hmm. world of 7 billion people. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, this is where my theory, like, this is why I'm so much into technology, because, like, mm-hmm. Marla and I discussed this a while ago. I think of technology as an electric handshake that leads to a hug.
Yeah.
Because technology...
That's
yeah.
true.
Yeah.
I hugged both of you today.
Yeah. Yes, we did.
Yeah.
But it's just like, this is technology doing good, like right. mm-hmm. you know, Marla's really good at on the gram,
mm-hmm.
right. meeting people.
She's got yes. the polls yes. ready,
yeah. Yeah.
airport
she's
polls
good.
Ready.
You got TV. Yeah.
Even when I'm not ready, she's ready for me. Yeah, it's that kind of party.
But she's brought back into my mind LinkedIn networking and, mm-hmm. and the Instagram networking because, mm-hmm. You know, that's how you two met, correct?
Yeah.
On Instagram.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this was like Instagram doing what it was supposed to do. Yeah.
Yes. Know? Well said. Well said, Mom.
Yeah. You know, I love that. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then we use technology to talk.
Yeah,
right?
To talk, mm-hmm. to learn about each other, yeah. to hear each other's stories, mm-hmm. to kind of connect and see how we can work together and support each other.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And that's just the beauty of technology and humanity working to its advantage.
This is technology yeah. done good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, because look, the electric handshake has led to the physical contact of seeing each other mm-hmm. organically, and it's so important. So
Absolutely.
Important. There's no catfishing. There's no catfishing.
No catfishing.
Oh, goodness, no.
I love that show.
No.
I'm just kidding.
And I like how it's coming full circle now because we are using technology to get people into our world, like right in this room, and you're going to be shooting it out, you know, mm-hmm. Like tonight, tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
And so so I feel like it can create a pattern, right, where it's mm-hmm. like more people will be inspired to say, hey, you know what? I should reach out on Instagram more and really just be intentional about seeing what people are doing, you know. And so I just want to say thank you to JoBelle for even just responding when you like I commented on your post on Instagram and I asked you about what you're doing with humanity, because you could have easily just been like, who is this broad?
Right? Yeah.
You know,
it's
who is this weirdo, right? You know, asking me about like what I do and like, is she really a teacher? Like so I just want to say thank you, you know, for responding and for just being open and for being encouraging and for supporting my students, you know, so it means a lot.
For sure. Thank you guys for showing up. I mean, that's something that I'm learning through this entrepreneurial journey. It's a very lonely journey.
It is.
And there's a few people that kind of, I mean, there's a lot of people that say they're going to do something but never do it.
Mm-hmm.
And there's like a rare amount of people that do. And I feel like both of you guys and I'm sure Kimon as well, since he's in your group, like you guys just show up.
Mm-hmm.
And that does a lot. It kind of leads to the next thing. It opens opportunities to just showing up. And that's something that I've learned this year and that I've done to people in my community and people that are trying to do something good in the world is I show up for them. And in return, you guys showed up for me. And now we're here in this room kind of talking and having this conversation.
Well, showing up is the key. That's two key words. Show up.
Yeah.
Because that's the first step to everything. You know, to show up and then... Yeah, because it's so important because we can talk ourselves out of so much good and talk to ourselves into so much bad, you know. So showing up is definitely the key and just getting it day by day, going through life day by day. Yeah. And then when you trip, just get up and keep walking.
I think that's half of it, you know. Halfway to honoring somebody's humanity is to show up, you know. In this day and age, just acknowledging somebody is a big deal. Right. I know that I feel just so warm and fuzzy when people would show up to my, you know, Civic and Social Innovation Summit. You know, like, even if they were just going to sit there and be part of the audience, it meant so much that they would take part of their day to come and see what the students were working on for 15 weeks and showing the students that, you know what, you matter enough to me. So that I can, you matter enough to the point where I would take time, you know, gas money, right? You know, like the whole bit to actually come and see what you're doing. And so showing up means a lot. You don't even have to really say anything sometimes, like, right? Just like the, we'll call it like the ministry of presence, right? You know, like just showing up, right? Yeah, it's such a huge deal.
And I think, you know, for me in this experience and us all being here together and really bonding with each other, I can't, you know, I'd be, you know, remiss not to say, you know, how can this be applicable to educational spaces, right? Because we now live in a world where that just this individual mentality, this solo thing, you're not doing anything on your own, right? It's really, so when we talk about this notion of collaboration, how are we thinking about this in terms of school? Because what we're doing today, this collective that we built among four people, there are going to be some ideas that come from that. There's going to be partnerships that come from that. There's going to be building that comes from that. And it may not even be the purpose of us serving each other. It may be we find a need in someone else. Oh, let me connect you to Jobel. She runs this. She does this work with humanity. Hey, let me connect you with Marla. Hey, let me come. So we got to think bigger on, you know, and actually replicating this type of work within schools, because this is the wave of the future, right? And so kids need to understand, hey, I can share this with a friend and we can work together to actually make this happen. You know, because gone are the days, right, for us, and I know all of us in this room, you know, where our parents might have been on a job for 20, 30 years and they retire. Those days are gone. And so how do we now move kids into the future? And it's through this type of relationship building that we've done here. That now is something that needs to be replicated, right? And how do we now broaden kids' horizons? So they, if you're video chatting with someone across the country, how do we make it possible for those kids to meet those people face to face and begin to reshape and build that community? And so I love what we're doing now because it helps me think about the ways in which we can really restructure education to really benefit communities of color, because that's important to all of us in this room, and I think it just pushes education forward.
So if I may suggest, just as Jobel was kind enough to have a live Instagram chat with one of my students, Carla, you know, I would say have her do that too, or I mean ask, right, you know,
with your
students. Explain to me what happened.
So I have these things called Meet the Founders. I started it during my class session, and I wanted my students to see...
And where does this live?
In my class.
Okay.
So the point was to have students meet CEOs and founders of companies. And in particular, it was really important that I focus on founders of color, because I wanted my students to see... you can do this as well, mm-hmm. right? And so I was fortunate enough to connect with a couple of entrepreneurs, tech startup folks, and of course with JoBell. And so since we have like a distance, you know,
just a little bit,
or just a little distance issue, she's not in LA and I'm not here in San Francisco. You know, she was kind enough to say, let's just do a live Instagram, you know, video.
Very good. Very clever. Good idea.
With one of my students. And, you know, JoBell, she was just so inspiring, you know, to my student, Carla.
Of course.
And Carla just, like, gushed about you, like, mm-hmm. the next day. And you could tell that that experience interaction with JoBell, it kind of, like, flipped a light switch on mm-hmm. with Carla, right? So that she saw another woman of color who's doing big things. And JoBell was so wonderful in encouraging Carla to say, you don't have to wait, right? Yeah. Like, if you see an issue in your neighborhood, just go get it, right? You can start small, you know? Mm-hmm. And for Carla, that was so transformative, right? Like, hearing that from you and you actually talking to her, mm-hmm. right? Like, you're not... Mm-hmm. just, you know, making a video, like, and just saying, okay, watch this video with me. Like, you are having a relationship with her and you offering your resources and introduce her to people. Like, that was, again, just transformative for Carla. And it helped me with my job because it reinforces these things that I try to tell them as a professor, that, you know, your ideas matter, right? Mm-hmm. Like, there's a real world
out there.
Don't
hear that often as a kid of color.
Well, yeah. they need to hear more of it. Mm-hmm. You know, like, your ideas matter, right?
Yes, ma'am.
And you have power right now. I mean, you're going to have to work hard and hustle.
Mm-hmm.
You know, absolutely. But there's no reason why you can't start now, which is why I'm having you do this. And so I just want to thank JoBell again for kind of just reinforcing what I'm doing with my students, you know, because, like, sometimes I'm just like, am I doing the right thing here? You know, like, sometimes there is some doubt, and it takes a lot of work. But that's why I think, per Kima's point, it takes partnerships to mm-hmm. do this kind of work, right? Mm-hmm. I can't do this by myself, you mm-hmm. know? I'm not enough to just tell a student, you go out there and think of these great ideas, right? Like, I need reinforcement. I need support, right? I mean, I need extra expertise. And so if we can, so I'm going to just have the Meet the Founder session as part of my class, like, from here on out, as just a standard part of the educational, you know, curriculum that I'm giving my students. So, yeah.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, that, you know, we've been talking about, like, walking in someone's shoes, empathy mm-hmm. by experiencing and being in the situation. So you're all, mm-hmm. you're kind of doing the same thing with, like, you know, you're putting the youth or your students into the shoes or next to the shoes by mm-hmm. bringing in the CEOs and mm-hmm. getting to meet them. Mm-hmm. And I think this is, like, such practical advice because, mm-hmm. like, when I was going to college and, I mean, I can only refer to what I went through, but it's just like, if I would have had somebody come in and saying, you can do this, mm-hmm. and saying it's all right to yeah. give it a shot. Because, mm-hmm. you know, a lot of us heard growing up, nope, don't do it. Nope, mm-hmm. go get a paycheck mm-hmm. and settle, you know. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. there wasn't a lot of go for it,
yeah.
you know.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. And that matters. That matters to a kid. That matters in a major way. Because it's always good for someone to just to value your existence, mm-hmm. to value your ideas, mm-hmm. to let you know, go for it, even if you fail, even if you fall, you know, because that's, and I think that's what's missing. Mm-hmm. And so the beauty of us for today was that we all affirmed each other,
mm-hmm.
right? And so in this process of collaboration, right, because I think people sometimes, you know, because I've experienced it myself, you know, a lot of times people are, you know, are very fearful of collaborating because we know it. And mm-hmm. we all tell the truth
yeah.
in this room. It's,
yeah.
You know, you're in a project working mm-hmm. with other folks. I know me, being a perfectionist that I am, I'm the one doing most of the work for the group.
Yeah.
Right. And so I'm kind of mm-hmm. thinking, you know, I'm going to do that because I want us all to win. Yeah. But at the end of the day, is that fair to me? Right. And so we've all had bad experiences mm-hmm. where people don't hold their weight up. And so now, you know, there's this real trepidation of working with other folks, particularly mm-hmm. of communities of color, because also they've internalized the narrative that, okay, well, you got to watch out for this person. Right. They may steal your idea. They may do this. They may do that. Mm-hmm. And so we've got to really show great positive role models of people who are collaborating with each other, mm-hmm. that affirm each other, yeah. and that push each other, right. as well as challenge each other. Mm-hmm. I think there has to now be this new face on collaboration, because yeah. we have to do that in order for communities of color to really move forward. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We really got to change the face of collaboration, and yes. it can't be a oh my God, this is my idea, let me hold mm-hmm. on to it, because mm-hmm. my idea is better when I work in concert with JoBell. My yeah. idea is better now if I got JoBell, now I add Marla to the team. Mm-hmm. My idea is strengthened mm-hmm. now I got JoBell, Marla, and Anne Marie. Yeah. The idea now becomes a beast, and so mm-hmm. we've got to push in front of kids how collaboration yeah. can open up mm-hmm. so many possibilities for our mm-hmm. communities.
There's enough to go around for everyone.
There Absolutely. Is enough yeah. to go around for everyone.
Yeah, oh, say yeah. that aloud. Say that louder for the folks.
For the There's folks in enough the cheap to go around for everyone. yeah.
Yes, yes, yes.
You know, when I was younger, I did stand-up comedy for 5 years, and like they always, that's where you really learn to just, you don't want people to steal your material, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I had this comedy coach. His name is Danny, he's like, well, if you steal your joke, write another one. Mm. And it just kind of like, he's like, and he would say, because when you take comedy, like, he's like, everything's been done before, you have to do it with your spin.
Yeah.
yeah.
And then if someone steals your joke, you write another. Mm. And it just took so much pressure off me.
Yeah.
But also, I share that with you guys now, because when you have an idea and someone steals it, well, there's another one. Your oh, yeah. brilliance will come out another way. Right. Like, I'm sure everyone thought, like, when Facebook was stolen by that Mark guy, according to some documentary I saw.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
I bet you those twins were like, yeah! Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then what happened? There was an Instagram.
Right.
And what did he buy? Cause, and there was a Snapchat mm-hmm. and a Twitter. So there's never, your back's not always gonna your back's not always against the wall. You just have right. to think your way out of it. And yeah. I think we really need to share that with younger people and people of color and people who are in disenfranchised population, marginalized, because we're so taught.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's it. If right. you fuck up, your life's over.
Right.
You know, yeah. there's always a workaround. That's what I learned in the tech world. If there's something going on, there's always a workaround. Mm-hmm. So I love sharing this. And everyone out there, find that workaround. Mm-hmm. Find that collaboration. Someone steals your idea. What happens when your car gets stolen? You buy another one.
Yeah.
yeah.
So that's
yeah.
we just take the chance yeah. and go for it,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
And it pisses you off. Let's right. be honest.
Yeah.
It, pisses, it pisses you off.
Right,
but I always say also, like, sometimes there's that spidey sense in you that says, I really shouldn't be working where y'all know. Y'all,
yeah.
you,
yeah.
you know, we've been there. Yeah. It's kind of like your gut is
I've
telling
had
jobs
you.
Your
like,
gut is telling you, I really don't need to be associated yeah. with this person.
Right.
And you're being specifically no, told, yes. whether that's a higher power,
yeah.
whether that's a spidey sense, whatever, however right. you want to classify yeah. it, right? You're being told that. So sometimes listen to that
yeah.
Because it saves you a lot of
Say
heartache.
That again.
Listen to that because it saves mm-hmm. you a lot of heartache.
Right.
It was an instant connection mm-hmm. when I met JoBell today. Like,
mm-hmm. yes,
she's an
yes.
amazing person
mm-hmm.
and
yeah.
I can trust her.
Yes.
Right. And so you have folks don't ignore it. You have
yeah.
that feeling about
yeah.
people when you meet them
right.
that these are people that I want in my sphere. And then you also know those people.
You don't.
Mm-hmm. I don't. And it's perfectly okay
because
yeah. you can't collaborate with everybody.
You can't. No. And I just want to go along with that, you know, the beauty of being human is that we are so powerful
mm-hmm.
and we are more powerful and creative than we give ourselves credit for.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, have a growth mindset. You got to cultivate a growth mindset, especially if you're going to be an entrepreneur,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can't think that, okay, once my tank is empty, then that's it. I can't replenish it, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, by having and developing that growth mindset that, you know what, I can do more,
mm-hmm.
right? And I do have a creative force within me. That's going to be the thing that helps you to think forward. And I like that, like, think forward, like,
mm-hmm.
think your
yeah.
way out,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, honor your own humanity and honor your own creativity.
So you said growth mindset.
Yeah.
Tell mm-hmm. me what that is. I know what it is, but tell us what it is.
She's throwing that academic journal right now.
I like having smart friends. Makes me smarter.
I mean, it's a state of mind. I hope I'm explaining this correctly.
Of course you are. Don't worry about it.
It's a state of mind in your psyche, I believe, that takes the limits off, you know. And so it helps you to be resilient. you tend to look at things more positively, and so you don't automatically stop yourself before you start, right? And it's not about being unrealistic,
yeah,
right? It's not about being unrealistic, but it is about realizing that, you know what, I am powerful, I am creative. Yes, I may have made a mistake, but I'm going to learn from that mistake, right? Mm-hmm. As opposed to, oh, I made a mistake, like I'm so stupid and I'm not worthy and things like that. But you set your mind up to actually receive more and to be able to do more, right? Mm-hmm. And that's really where a lot of this starts, you know? So Jobelle had an idea, right? It all started with an idea.
Right? Humanity.
Humanity, there you go. Okay, like, it started with an idea, right? What Kimai is doing, it started with an idea. What you're doing, Anne-Marie, started with an idea. What I'm doing, it started with an idea. Mm-hmm. So the mind is powerful. Mm-hmm. It is super powerful. And so if you are not in the right headspace, then it's going to show up in your actions, right? It's going to show up in how you feel. Mm-hmm. It's going to show up in how
you're self-sabotage.
You're going to self-sabotage, right? And so it's not about being unrealistic, but it is about taking a leap of faith. I mean, I know that sounds very like kitschy, but you know, we would not need faith if we knew everything that was going to happen.
Right.
And having
faith or science.
Faith, right. And it's like having that faith, it makes the journey adventurous.
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
You know, and it takes you on a pathway where it's like, you would never imagine meeting the kind of people who you do end up meeting or doing the kind of things or having those kind of opportunities. But if you have a closed non-growth mindset that says, I'm never going to do this, I'm never going to do that, I can't do this or I can't do that, I'm not capable of doing these things, doing this is going to be too hard, right? Then you, that closes the door before anybody tells you no. You just told yourself no.
Yeah.
You know,
that's a huge point. That's a huge point. You just told yourself no. Mm-hmm. But you know, I also want to not qualify this, but just say, you know, we're sitting here talking, and we've the four of us sitting in this room, and I want people who are listening here. We're not telling you to go out there and act a fool.
Right.
We're not telling you to go out there and be irresponsible. Mm-hmm. We're not. We don't want to get a comment or email saying, "Well, I did it because Dr. Parker said to do it, and Anne-Marie said just do it." And he might, you know. No, you are an adult. Yeah, you are responsible for your own actions. You are in charge of yourself. And I tell this to people when I'm coaching them. Mm-hmm. It is your job to communicate, not the other person's job to receive your message. It is your job to give it to them. Mm-hmm. But also in this case, when you guys are listening to us, it is your job to take this, process it, and do the best you can with it. We're not telling you to take risks and be silly. We're telling you to be smart, intuitive, and brave. Mm-hmm. We're not telling you to be dumb, stupid, irresponsible or unsafe. We're telling you to be safe, brave, intuitive, and build a good community for you. So with that being said, like, I'm going to ask you guys, because we're going to wrap up soon. We're talking about meeting people. We're talking about using technology. We're talking about creating a community. What are some of your tips that you can coach or give to somebody about creating a healthy community or finding the right person?
I think for me, it's like what we said before, is show up to things. Show up if you get invited to an event, even if you feel very uncomfortable, just show up, because you never know who you're going to meet. That's what I do. I mean, I show up to things that I'm interested in. If I'm on Instagram and I look up a hashtag like social impact, social entrepreneurship, I look for people that kind of have like-minded views, right? So that's how I met Marla, and I just, that's how Marla and I met, and she commented, and I responded.
So I'm going to ask you something very pragmatic, because I'm a pragmatic kind of gal. Anybody knows me. So what would you have done if you would have met Marla today, and she seemed dangerous to you?
If I met her
No, this is a serious question.
Oh, man.
She's dangerous. Don't let the smooth taste fool you.
Yeah. I mean, for me, I'm a very intuitive, very empathic person. I mean, I would have stayed in public for sure. We would have met, and I would have been like, you know what? Like, it was very nice meeting you, and I would have left. If I felt like I was in some kind of danger, if I felt like I wasn't safe, which my spidey senses usually do tell me, I usually remove myself from the situation. I mean, you know when somebody's not right.
No, not you know. And we're blessed with instinct, but a lot of people don't. That's why
true,
I want to be very conscientious of, like, we're telling people build community, reach out, take a step, but I also want people to be safe.
Yeah, so for sure always meet in public.
Yeah.
Don't go in their room or in their car, or whatever. Yeah. Like in their room, just you two. Yeah. If you, if it does feel, not safe. I mean, I have never been in that position.
I have. That's I'm fortunate. Why I'm asking.
Okay.
And I also want
I'll hear you. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I've never been in that position, thankfully. Mm-hmm. But on another note is that when you do put yourself out there and you do meet people and you do tell them your ideas and your dreams, my response with that and like my feedback with that is that most people want to help you.
Yeah.
And if they can't help you, they put you in the direction of someone who can.
Yes.
Like 90% of the people have always said yes to me. I've always said, wow, that's amazing. Like, I can't help you, but maybe this person can
and connect me.
Yeah, yeah.
If I got it, you can have it, sister.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's the thing is that we go in our heads thinking that, like, nobody's really there for us. But when you put yourself out there, most people want to do good. Most people do want to help you and kind of listen, give you advice. But you never know if you don't really put yourself out there.
And you know, you
safety
are,
like safety and community, meaning I want to stay focused. I want each person to give that kind of input. So like for you, I mean, I know you do a lot of tech outreach, so what do you do to protect yourself and create a safe community for yourself?
Start slow. You know, don't be like so super intense, right? So it's not like I met Jabel on a Wednesday and they're like, okay, I'm gonna be in Los Angeles, you know, like on Thursday. Right. You know, I mean, unless sometimes I think you definitely get a sense, like being an empath, that, you know, this person, I'm supposed to connect with this person, right? And so every now and then that kind of situation will happen, but you take things like super slow, you know? You don't go like just 180 miles an hour with, you know, promising things and saying, oh, we're gonna do that, like you just want to... Right.
It's another practice. Don't overpromise.
Right. You know, it's just be careful. You know what I mean? And like get to know that person. But also, too, I think, you know, safety is also, there's an emotional component to safety as well. And so sometimes we can get discouraged when we may come across those few people who don't respect our ideas or they don't feel like our ideas have any merit, and it can be kind of debilitating, right? When someone says, oh, what are you talking about? That's dumb, right? You know? And so I think that you have to build a sense of safety for yourself that so that you feel safe when it comes
to in charge of your safety, no one else, right?
Right, you know? And so like building that emotional safety for yourself, right? So like that kind that safety net, right? So like if I do get rejected, what do I do? Yeah.
You, sir?
Man, that's a tough question. But I do think, for me, I think about, I take it all the way back. I think when one embarks on building a community, I think it's very important to build community with people that are in close proximity to you. Case in point, I think oftentimes we don't realize the brilliance that lie with people that are close to us, friends, associates that we have.
And this podcast is a witness to that.
Yeah, and so I don't think we take advantage of that enough when we start talking about community building, because immediately if someone has an idea, they're thinking, oh my God, I got to find this person that works for Twitter, or I got to find this person that works for Instagram. And I'm like, I know Anne Marie. I can call her up anytime. Let me see. Let me just talk to her about my idea. Maybe she can help, or maybe she knows someone that can help me think about my idea. I think oftentimes, particularly in communities of color, we try to go outside of our community to cultivate our ideas when the ingenuity is right there in arm's length with us. And so I really want people that are listening to this podcast, think about your immediate circle, your inner circle, and how can you build community there? Because I find it odd if you're trying to build community and you don't know the dreams, the hopes, the aspirations of the people that you break bread with every week.
Amen.
I find that very difficult that you want to go outside of that community and build with other people when you aren't building with the people that you see all the time.
I mean, that's why, like, on our Instagram, we have What's Your Story? Because I want people to look at people and What's Your Story? We all have stories. We've talked about that. We all have, everyone has a story, and I just loved hearing them. But to go, just to conclude on the point of community and building community and being safe and having self-care, you know, just don't meet someone in a dark alley. Don't, you know, just like, don't, Don't go have cocktails. No. You have coffee. Right. Meet in public. Mm-hmm. If someone wants like your whole proposal or your essay, don't hand it over to them. You know, it's just like,
I don't know you like that, homie.
Yeah, right. Like, just be smart. I mean, like I'm saying this to you guys because people who know me, I love the theory and I love the practicum, but I'm also very concerned about self-care and safety. And I don't want people to listen to us and like, well, I'm going to go do it because they said so. Right. You have to have common sense and be, you know, because a lot of people don't have instinct.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because it hasn't been. Or uncultivated. It hasn't been. You beat me to it, but yes, you're exactly right. It hasn't been developed. It hasn't been brought to the surface, but
and where you can avoid what you're saying potentially is when your community is cross generational.
Yeah,
because
listen to your elders.
Here's a mistake a lot of people make, because what you're talking about, this danger, this safety, this, when you have a cross generational community, they can now put you up on game to kind of let you know.
Been there,
hey,
done that.
Yeah. Been there, done that. Don't do that. Or if you tread lightly here. Mm-hmm. And so I think that's the beauty of your point. When you start thinking about community, think about it in terms of cross generational. Because we sometimes just think I can only work with the person that's the 20 something like me and the 30 something like me or the 40. Mm-hmm. No.
Well, this room right now.
I love it. It's, again, it's.
It's like, it's. You guys are. Yeah, there's old people in this room. There's old people in this room. I don't know who. It's a wonderful mix. And, you know, there's some old souls in here and there's some young souls in here. Mm-hmm. And so I just want to say to everyone listening from San Francisco with some fantastic minds and souls that, first of all, thank you for listening to the podcast. And thank you to all three of you for being so generous of intellect and spirit. Because not a lot of people would do this. So so thank each one of you for this. And we're going to say goodnight Sunday here in San Francisco. Go out and save the world. One coffee for two. Oh, yeah. Tea for two. Yeah. Be a good human. Ubuntu. Let's save the world. Humanity. Save the world. Yes, I can. Yay. And then the coach is like slurring. Save the world. Yeah. And visit where?
Oh, humanity.com, HMNTY.com.
Go buy a t-shirt. Yes. Do it now.
They're dope.
Everyone say goodnight.
Goodnight.